So it is good to be in the house of the Lord. And I want to thank the leadership of the church for the opportunity to share God's word. I do not consider myself worthy to speak before God's people. That is His grace and His mercy. And I know that God has a word for us. You know, we can be praying a lot. But unless we have the word of God within us, we will not be able to mix that word with faith and enter into our rest. God desires that each of us enter into rest. And He says that His works have been finished from creation. On the seventh day, God rested. And the Bible tells us that today that place of rest is still available for each of us. And the Bible says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Let the word of God come as it is. Because it does not come from a man, it comes from His spirit. And where it comes as a double-edged sword, let it cut, but it will not break it. Because God's word is the one that builds us. It is the sword of the spirit by which we wrestle. So it is very easy to be praying so much without the word. Without the revelation that will take you through and push you through that prayer. And faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. So today we are going to read from Luke chapter 4, and from verse 16. Luke chapter 4, from verse, I will start from verse 14. It says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about Him went out through all the surrounding country, and He taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Verse 16. And He came to Nazareth, where He had been brought up, and as was His custom, He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and He stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to Him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
Amen.
Verse 20, and he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on Him, and He began to say to them, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.
Amen.
Amen. You see, Jesus had just finished His temptations. Remember, He had just been baptized. And the Holy Spirit came and descended on Him and stayed on Him. And the Holy Spirit led Him into the wilderness.
While Rommel getting more of his Samara,
where he was tested of the devil,
Zama Jericho Mashinjan,
for 40 days he was tested of the devil.
They are being you and Jericho Mashinjan.
You see, he was filled with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit came and rested on him. But you see, when he had to go through the temptation,
I know
to be approved by God,
as a man,
and then when he comes full of the Spirit.
As a Malia,
the Bible tells us he returned in the power of the Spirit. So he kept full of the Spirit of God. Full of the Spirit and power. And his fame, his report went throughout. I assure you, when you have the Spirit of God, there is something, there is a power that God gives you. That is not just limited to your village. That can go beyond nations. That can go to the whole world. Because it is the Spirit of the Most High God. And the Bible says he came to Nazareth. He came to his hometown. To people who carried him when he was a baby. Those who played with him some football. And he started to preach to them. And he tells them that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he says that today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And I want us to ask, what is this current of this man? You come and tell your brothers, your parents, that today, that the Messiah you have been waiting for, he stands before you.
Oh, what you pick it up, Peter.
And he starts to tell them what that Spirit of the Lord
is.
Before we think so much of Jesus,
as I did
I want to ask you a question. Did you receive a different Holy Spirit from the one Jesus received?
How did the act of the Romo?
Did you receive a smaller Holy Spirit or the same Holy Spirit that Jesus received? When you received Jesus, did you receive the Spirit of the Most High God, or you just received a small spirit? Many times when we look at scripture, we ourselves outside it. But today I want God to open our eyes that you see yourself in that scripture. But the same spirit that was put on Jesus is the same spirit that you received, you and I, when we gave our lives to Jesus. His anointing is approval over us.
His
anointing is the person of the Holy Spirit. And we are different from the Old Testament believers. Because to them the Holy Spirit will come and go. He will come upon them and leave them. But Jesus said, I will come, never will I leave you or forsake you.
And
my
Lord
has told us, he has given us the Spirit as a seal. Sons of God. you are a son of
God.
Paul tells Timothy,
I see
the same faith that was in your grandmother Lois. And in your mother Eunice. And that same faith is still living in you. That means that this lineage can even flow through women. If a man has refused to be left behind, you as a woman, you can possess this inheritance for your children. Because it is the spirit of the Most High God. I tell you, even angels were desiring to look into these things. They are wondering, how can God live in a man? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And he that joins himself with the Lord is one spirit in him. And that is why Paul speaks of the mystery of marriage. That
is
saying that a man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. But he is speaking of the mystery of Christ and the church.
He's
speaking of the mystery of the new creation and his spirit.
That
your life is now hidden in Christ, and Christ is in God. The Bible says he has raised us up and seated us with him in heavenly places, far above all rulers, all principalities, all powers, all works of darkness. That means that your position as a new creation is not on the earth. It is seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above. We don't fight with the devils from down. We fight from them from above. The Bible says that he has put him and set him for the church. He has exalted him for the church. He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. You know who are the poor that the Bible speaks about? In Revelation, he tells the church that you say you are rich, you have gold, yet you are poor, you are naked, you are pitiful. The gospel is telling those who are lost in sin, those who have been hidden in the poverty Your father owns all things. our clan we never got any inheritance.
اتعرف المؤمنين بكلمة قال اتعرف لعن ل لأسرة بكلمة علينا أبائنا وورثنا.
They still believe that they are prisoners.
مولسنا أمي قال لهم المساجين.
And Jesus said that he came to proclaim liberty to the captives.
When the Zohar came and wrote, as an order,
people
was good. The
devil has kept many people in prison. You see, someone who is in prison has committed a crime.
Zohar alifisini manatu wamu ni jerima.
And he is lawful. It is by right he is there. But there are also some people in prison who are there unlawfully.
Like if you are sitting in that mouth with Jerima
and
the
only way to come out of prison
where I sit aluma metal about me sitting in that
case is overturned, can case the Kero.
In the can case the Kero.
And or you receive a pardon from the president.
Now
imagine all these people were in prison.
I know.
And they are under the prison of the devil. And Jesus comes and says, I have died for you. All prisoners, you are set free. I don't think I'm free. You see, the devil was defeated. The Bible says he was made a public spectacle of him. So the devil cheats you, you're not free. You see, you are sick because you are divorced. God cannot use you, you are already a fornicator. But when you preach, we say, you are free! You're not a prisoner of immorality.
In Christ, you are
given the power to walk out of that prison. The Bible says he came to give recovery of sight to the blind. You know, the blind are those who don't see Christ.
They're
not seeing Christ.
What
Christ has done.
Hata ali Yeshua amul.
The Pharisees, they had eyes.
Wow, that's a Pharisee. Ma uyu tomo tani.
I just have said they are blind guides. Can a blind man lead another blind man?
Yes.
Walk him to the beach.
Yeshua gale ten nas ala amiani. How is that amiani? But I get him amiani.
Don't walk into 2025 without seeing what God has done for you.
Mata tadaka na kwa alipenda kansa asalita baada kwa haja alaraba na amri leo.
God wants to give you understanding.
Baba na dada wote leta
faith. He came to open our eyes that we can see.
Uja asamfata ujui bitanina.
That we can see the mystery of God, the love of God, the power of God.
Asalita baada
and he says he came to set those at liberty, those who are oppressed. And as a believer, you can be oppressed. The daughter of Abraham, 18 years, she was oppressed. And Jesus asked, is this not a daughter of Abraham?
You know, the devil is
defeated, yes, but he is
stubborn.
If your father left for you inheritance and you don't go and take that land and squatters go there, will you take that land?
Can Abu be that word later words? Yana words and then the man was on the ship of Mahan. How little think of Mahan and the man that the water is going to go?
The Bible tells us that the child, even though he's an heir of all things, as long as he's still a child, everything he has is given to trustees.
Ah, it has Jenna. Sana can Jenna then would you look Muskuli and Abu Joe would you look? Lakin can all man gather as an open ship and then the Zor can be.
Glory in the kingdom of the Spirit.
Rabba, we go at our Al-Qudus.
Grow in maturity.
Rabba, we roho.
Children are just dancing between, is this sin, is this not sin? Is kissing wrong, is kissing not wrong?
Iyan gayo, hal de kwez wana de batal. Hal de akwez wana de akwez. Gala.
They don't understand the word of righteousness.
Omon mage fahim, kele mabita sokol sari.
And then, he says to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Do you think it was January when he was declaring that?
It affected the Nidekan Senawai. Amen.
Do you think it was January that he was telling them to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor? Today it has been fulfilled. And the Bible tells us, teach us to number our days.
That means
that you can say today, if the last day the devil will oppress me, you can say today,
if
the day I start to walk in favor. What is favor?
Rahmanness.
Favor is just you have liked. Hibuita.
Right?
You know, women have many clothes, but there is one that they like.
It are muswani gumasan keti. Lakini bi gumaswani alizia beki kusedi.
They have many cups, but there is one they like. My favor starts today.
Rama, Is that amen?
Do you believe it?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Do you believe it?
Is that amen?
Let us stand. Let us
pray. Get in and walk in for the sake.
Declare what you want.
Worry, I had a letter.
Speak to your father.
What is the above?
He calls you the righteousness of God.
Then I will suffer a
silence. Nothing disqualifies you. Nothing disqualifies you. It is time for you to legislate your authority.
There's someone a little bit stuck in the bitter.
Take possession of your inheritance. By your own faith, you can receive your own miracle. God is not a man to lie. Not a son of man to change his mind. And you not do it. Everything he has said, he will do it. He is watching his word to see that it is fulfilled.
Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We declare the name of Jesus. Jesus saved. that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, that He has given me to proclaim the good news to the poor. Heavenly Father, You have set us free. You have liberated us. You have set us, You have liberated us, oh mighty God. Lord God, You have set us free in the name of Jesus. We acknowledge You, we honor You. Your mind. We declare and cry. Your presence will lead us. Your presence will lead us. Your presence will lead us. We want to thank You for the victory that You have given us, and the victory that we are seeing standing, proclaim Your name, the victory in the name of Jesus, proclaiming the power, proclaiming the name, that You are mighty, O God. You are mighty, O God. You are mighty, O God. I praise Your power. I praise Your Lord. That You reign forevermore. There is no one like You. The God You name is sent. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Walk in the victory. Walk in the victory. Possess Your victory. Possess Your inheritance. Oh, do not let the devil sit on you. Sit on Your body. Out of the way. fullness of his grace. We have all received grace, in place of grace. Grace, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We acknowledge your faithfulness. We acknowledge your love. We acknowledge your goodness.